The Youth's Instructor, August 5, 1897. Riches of God's Grace. Those who claim to be descendants of Abraham have attempted to number Israel as though the gift of eternal life belonged to a select few. They would have the benefits of salvation limited to their own nation. But God has placed every individual of our race under divine favor, and all are called upon to contribute to God's glory and to the advancement of His kingdom. Individuals and nations will be held responsible for the grace of God given them through Jesus Christ. Christ came eating with publicans and sinners, giving them lessons day by day in His association with them. Leaving the 99 in the fold, He went out into the wilderness after the one lost lamb. He said, "I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And His lesson to Simon was, "To whom much is forgiven, the same loveth much." Human selfishness would make a monopoly of the salvation purchased at so great a cost. But Christ died to offer the gift of eternal life to all, and He sends His messengers that they may present the truth, the gift of God's grace, to all. God cannot display the knowledge of His will and the wonders of His grace unless He has His witnesses among men. It is His plan that those who are partakers of this great salvation through Jesus Christ should be His missionaries, bodies of light throughout the world, living epistles known and read of all men. Their faith and works should testify that they have not received the grace of God in vain.